You're listening to Cavalier Corner on ESPN Radio in Virginia.
Welcome back into Cavalier Corner as we roll along across ESPN Radio in Virginia. And it's our pleasure to connect again with a member of the track and field team as an Upper Crust Pizza Student Athlete of the Week. This time it's Allison Moreau, who is kind enough to make time for us today. Allison, thank you very much for your time. Glad to have you here in studio with us.
Thank you for having me.
You came to JF beginning of your freshman season and went out for track and field. I'm curious, you know, how the sport and all the different facets of it played a role in just your growth and being able to acclimate yourself as you and your family made the transition from Frederick, Maryland down to Forest, Virginia.
It helped a lot. I didn't know anybody coming into it. So coming out for track, I got to meet friends and meet new people. And that really helped build me as a person and improve my, just basically my life. It just made it so much better.
When you think back now, because you're a senior at JF and have had, you're entering your fourth year of experience running track and participating in multiple events in track and field, how do you imagine, how has track and field and what it's brought to you now compared to what it was when you first came out for it?
It has changed so much. I've gotten better running track personally, but it's also, I'm just more confident than I used to be. I used to be really shy and not talk to anybody. And now, I have a bunch of friends on the team, so it can't really get me to stop talking.
And it's neat because you're in a sport that it was individual. Track and field is. People, I would think, it may have an inaccurate tendency to underestimate the teammate and the camaraderie element to it. You're part of that. What have you noticed about the team elements of track and field that people that may not be as familiar with the sport as a whole and the activities that are involved in it, you know, that they may not know about?
We're just a huge family. Everybody supports one another and cheers them on. Doesn't matter if you're a sprint, distance, or jumps. Everybody will be cheering for you. Everybody will be there for you. We have our group of captains where you can ask anytime if you need anything. They'll help you. They'll help you learn how to get your form down, any blocks, anything you may need. So it's just a huge support group and big family.
Allison Moreau with us, Upper Crust Pizza Student Athlete of the Week and part of the Jefferson Forest Cavaliers indoor and outdoor track teams. You referenced the support element as well. You know, spotters, people to be able to take a look at what you're doing. How much has that evolved from your time as a freshman to now in terms of just the, not just the physical aspect, but the mental preparation that goes into practice and getting better each day and then translating that into meets?
I think as we've all, there's a group of seniors, we've all grown together, so we all get better and we all help each other, and then we can go back and help everybody else. We just teach them how to do it, go through the steps, go through the motions, and we just, it just helps everybody.
When you were a freshman and a sophomore and a junior, you mentioned now senior and taking on some of those leadership opportunities. What have you noticed about your own self in that role grow from when you were a freshman and you mentioned track and field kind of bringing out the social aspect to now where you're a key part of this team and somebody that can help others grow their own track and field ambitions?
Definitely as a freshman, I wouldn't have talked to anybody. I wouldn't have known what to do. And the seniors we had then, they even helped us out. So I think just going up through the grades, everything just seemed to get easier and the team just helped, basically.
It's our Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week, Allison Moreau. She's kind enough to make time for us here on Cavalier Corner. You're also involved in a number of different aspects. Obviously, the high jump conference champ and an all-state participant in last year's indoor season, 2015-2016. How much is that kind of represented, obviously up to this point as you're in this season, a real mark for where you can take yourself in the track and field activities and sports that you participate in?
I know I can definitely get better, and I have a good start and a good base from that, and I've only been high jumping since last year, I'm pretty sure. So I can just keep going up and improving.
Has that become a goal of yours to repeat from last year and maybe even make it to states again and contend?
Yeah, I plan on getting better in states than I did last year. Last year I got sixth, but it was a tie between a bunch of people. So I plan on getting higher, getting better jumps, and just doing the best I can.
How different is the high jump from, you know, the 55 and the relays and the 300 and, you know, the other events in which you participated?
High jump takes a lot of form, and you have to definitely know what you're doing when you go in to take a jump so that you get it right and you can get up and over the bar without kicking it down. It's very technical, and it's different from running in that you have to have a sense of what how many steps you're taking versus in running you can just keep going.
So when you're out there participating and competing in the high jump, is all that going through your mind as you're running and getting ready to make the jump?
Mm-hmm. You definitely have to think of you. I count my steps in my head so I know when I need to start taking off to jump, and you just got to make sure you get up and turn and go over the bar.
We'll ask you about the relays in a moment because there's a nice little angle with the, one of our prior Upper Crust Pizza student athletes of the week is Allison Moreau, joins us here on Cavalier Corner. But I want to talk more of the individual for a second. 200 outdoor and high jump outdoor state participant. And Coach Deloach wanted especially to single that out because it's a major benchmark that has not been achieved at Jefferson Forest in quite some time. What does that mean for you to put JF on the map in those two competitions?
It means a lot, honestly. Even my freshman year, the seniors, they were close, but they weren't quite there. So being able to accomplish this and only being a junior means I can go up and do better even more.
And we will now get to that, the 4x200 meter relay, because that's the other 200 that you do. Mm-hmm. One of your friends, Autumn White, prior Upper Crust student athlete of the week, also participated in it. Did your friendship grow from that, or was it something that began when you guys just got to JF?
Honestly, I think it's the first day of tryouts for, I think it was outdoor season. I just didn't really, I knew some people, but I didn't know a lot. So I just kind of stuck with Autumn. And we click when we have to give a handoff or just running together. It just works.
What's it like? Because it seems like when you get to that kind of point, there would be almost a synergy where you know what the other person's doing and can anticipate it.
Oh, yeah. There definitely is. We know what each other's doing, and we know if something's off, we can tell immediately. So it's just the kind of friendship we have. It's really good.
Is there a level of, you know, friendly competition that you guys have, or is it more of a joking? You know, what's it like in between events and certainly at practice as well?
Since we both do the high jump together, there's definitely a lot of competition with that. We both try to outbeat each other with heights. But when we're not competing, it's just back to normal. We don't have any grudges with each other. So,
Allison Moreau with us here, Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week. Couple questions before we wrap up here on this portion of our Upper Crust Student Athlete Spotlight. Roanoke College is next for you. Sprinter, you get a chance to continue your career there. What about Roanoke is something that drew you to signing there?
Definitely the small school and the ability for me to grow in education. And also the fact that they have very nice facilities. They have the new Krieger Center, which is extremely nice. And the coaches there, I already feel like I'm part of the team.
Indoor and outdoor, you'll get a chance to do both of those. Do you have a favorite out of one of them?
Definitely outdoor. I like the 200, and that's the when we run it the most. So,
wonderful. Well, you've got time to get ready for that, but you have a pretty good and busy indoor season as well upon you. Allison Moreau with us here, Cavalier Corner, our Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week. Allison, thank you for making some time for us, and good luck and good health the rest of the season.
Thank you for having me.
It's Allison Moreau with us here as our Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week, back with more of Cavalier Corner next across ESPN Radio in Virginia.
More Cavalier Corner is coming up next, right here on ESPN Radio in Virginia.